97.9 The Rat Race. You're, of course, on with Donnie D, Animal, and Tara in the morning. That was Gloria Estefan with a little Turn the Beat Around. 13 till 14 till 15 past the hour. And another blustery one out there this morning. Temps expected to only reach the mid-50s by early afternoon before dipping back down to the low 40s overnight. But, of course, like the last few days, it's the wind that's going to be the big news. National Weather Service calling for a continuation of those westerly Santa Sangre winds, expecting sustained wind speeds of 30 miles per hour with gusts as high as 55 miles per hour.
That wind is blowing.
That is really something.
Yeah. Hold out of your hats.
Well, because of that, organizers have officially postponed the annual Dr. Scholl's Hot Air Balloon Jamboree till next month.
Oh, Daddy, that is a bummer.
Yeah.
That means we won't get to see the giant floating foot above the city.
Definitely a bummer. You know, seeing it floating there in all its majesty, that's always felt like a gateway to autumn for me.
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite times of year, and it's so cool how they made the bunion of the heel, the basket that the riders stand in.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is smart. They're playing it safe this year.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I mean, I think last year's incident, no one wants a repeat of that. I think it's probably made them a little bit gun-shy.
And listen, no one could have known that the Easy Loans balloon was going to, you know, careen into those high-tension cables like that.
Well, I feel like the pilot should have known.
No, I think he knew. No,
he was warned several times that the winds were too strong.
Multiple
is what they
times.
Say.
Yeah, it was really blowing.
You know, but I see what you're trying to say. You know, you're trying to put yourself in his insole.
I do know that he was told that. So
yeah, it was definitely
there's
a tragic
someone to blame.
Loss of life.
Yeah,
and the sad part, you know, obviously there are reminders. There's still a lot of clothing and shoes. Burnt to the lines above it was by our friends down at Propel Energy.
Shout out Propel Energy, boy.
They could scrape the stuff off. Apparently it's totally fused to that. If they tried to remove it, it would have affected the power grid. So we're left with this reminder up there, you know. So they left
which
it.
Metro PD, Donnie, has actually said is making catching drug addicts in the area a little easier.
Really?
Yeah, you know, because how shoes thrown over the wire are sounds that a dealer is around or something. You know, and so a lot of the addicts have been congregating under it, thinking it's, you know, a sign that drugs are sold there and not just the, remnants of a horrible crash.
I mean, that's a silver lining then to this,
for
right?
Sure.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, no, that's a great way to look at it.
Yeah,
I like that.
You know, drug dealer comes down and tries to, you know, we've had a problem with that over in that neighborhood, and they come over and they're like, oh, can I get drugs? And it's like, whammo, you know, no drugs are sold here, not here, surprise, you know. You're busted. It's actually a crash site.
From the
balloon disaster.
It's a pretty significant loss.
Yeah.
Fried.
Ugh, so sad.
Well, let's turn it over to Tara with traffic. Tara.
Yeah, thanks, Donnie. Okay, it's obviously a very slow another this morning thanks to those high winds. So everyone be ready to wait. I-375, U-21, the A-23, 912 Business Loop, the 707, the eastbound E-24, 25. They're all at a standstill. Also, municipal crews have been forced to close up the 3 miles Interstate 69 around Drexler High School to replace several dozen I-69 signs that were once again stolen overnight.
Again with this, something has got to give.
Well, city officials, they're refusing to change the name because it's like a beloved stretch of highway, and they just think it's time for the students to start acting like adults.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a high school, and the signs say I-69.
I know.
Talk about an immovable object meeting an unstoppable force. That's
how do they know it's the kids stealing them? Have they caught someone?
Well, I mean, I
think just because it's a high school.
Probably because it's around a...
I just kind of assume that it's...
Okay, good.
Animal, do you...
Nothing. Is she done?
That's all I've got for you.
Oh, okay, well, thanks, Tara. In about half an hour, our friends from State Street Glass, they're going to be stopping it, as you know, next month.
State Street!
Great people, and as you know, next month is caulking and weather stripping month, so they'll be stopping over to tell us how to properly seal off those windows and door jams to help bring down some of those home energy costs. But in the meantime, boy, this is a good morning. We've got one of our favorites in the studio right now from the WRBO News and Business Desk. 97.9 contributor and just one of the best guys of all time. Newsman Bruce Davis is here.
Bruce is loose.
Hi, Bruce.
Thank you, Donnie. Good to be here.
And Bruce has some Wall Street news because one of our favorite apps, Skankswipe, has its big IPO launch today. So, Bruce, what's the scoop? Tell me I'm getting rich here, bud.
Cha-ching. Cha-ching, Bruce.
Well, thank you, Donnie and Animal and Tara. I can't, of course, say as to your personal gains or losses, as I have not seen your finances. But on Wall Street today,
Bruce, real quick, you know what, Bruce? I've got to stop you for a second, just before we get started, because it's so great to have you back here. Bruce is just one of the all-time great sports. You're just a great sport.
Bruce, oh man, so funny.
We've just had a blast with you over the past few years. We've had so many great pranks.
Oh my
Bruce
gosh.
Just takes them.
Like, okay, first thing that comes to mind is the crickets in his office.
I was going
to
just say the crickets.
Yes.
I was
it
just
going
to so say the crickets.
It was so loud. We all had to leave the office, but you had to stay and work. Is that right, Bruce?
No, I was working evenings, and so the evening newscast was difficult.
They were so funny. Remember, they had
to. It was very hard to get them out of the.
Yeah, they had to fumigate it, and then you got that lump on your neck because you thought you had a carcinoma or some sort of lymphoma.
But it was something.
It was clogged saliva.
An aggressively clogged saliva gland caused by the
pesticide. Oh, TMI, Bruce.
That's crazy.
That was from the pesticide.
Yeah, but it was, and I mean, finally they got rid of them. And then remember, you know what I'm going to say.
I do.
The shrimp.
Shrimp and tea.
In his tea. Because he can't drink coffee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we learned that the hard way.
The caffeine is hard on my.
He's got a pretty sensitive little tummy there.
I'm allergic to shellfish as well. That's right.
Oh my gosh. But it was funny. We had good intentions.
It was an EpiPen situation.
Yeah. And remember, his face got so big and so red.
It was huge.
And all morning we were like, why the round face, Bruce?
Why the round face?
That was once his airway had cleared. But man, what a funny time. There are so many. I could just go on and on.
I'm so glad you're here.
Moving on, stocks were trading down slightly.
And then we had, this is one of my favorites. It's a classic. We had Bruce out with us at Typhoon Landing at Monsoon Marina Splash Park, where we did that all day broadcast. Yeah. You remember this one? It's so much fun.
That was the best.
Great time.
That water park is great.
It's beautiful.
And, you know, the food is just underrated. Yeah. It really is, Donnie. I mean, the fish sticks alone.
Well, yeah. And Bruce, remember that year, he was one of the official judges on our Sliders on the Slide contest, which is where we see how many sliders a fan could eat while going just plummeting down Terminal Splashosity, which is, this is like the longest slide.
I think technically it's only the steepest, Dan.
Are you sure it's not the longest?
No. It's Sky Splash at Splash City Bakersfield has it beat by like a foot or something.
Oh, that's right. They call that one the Devil's Urethra.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You do seem to know a lot about water parks, Animal.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you kidding? Yeah, Animal employs a near encyclopedic knowledge of most regions' water parks and attractions.
What can I say? I'm a huge splash hole.
What does he always say at the top of the slide? He says, "Kiss my splash."
Thank you.
It's my park signature. All splash holes have one.
So we're Terminal Splashosity at Monsoon Marina is still has the steepest. I'm going to argue that, and I got to believe it has to be the fastest.
Oh, it is so fast.
It is fast.
It's so fast. I think some of those guys could barely finish like two sliders before they hit the bottom and splash into the landing strip pool thing.
That was quite a memory. Now, the Dow Jones.
Well, anyway, Bruce, just give me a second here because I'm telling a story. So, Bruce's son, Adam, was out there with us today. What a great kid. First of all,
Adam was sweet.
There should be commercials.
Cherubic face. Adorable face. And at this time, Adam couldn't have been more than 12, 13, 14.
He was 11, yes.
He was a little bit younger than I had thought. Regardless, we were going to have some fun with old Bruce because he's such a good sport. So we recruited Adam to be this kind of unknowing accomplice. in this prank.
This was a classic gag.
Now, Adam is, of course, abducted. So we brought Adam up onto the stage on air with us.
He was having such a great day.
Oh, the best. I mean, his eyes were wide. I mean, you have the microphones and the fanfare.
The plastic sign that says, you know, Donny D in the morning.
And seeing the...
Yeah, for kids, that's a big deal.
No, that's a huge deal.
See the faces behind the voices. This is like Oz to him. And not to mention that, I mean, kids love Typhoon Landing and Monsoon Marina. Oh. And Splash.
Well, although, you know,
I'm sorry.
Well, no, I'm just saying that there have been, you know, some proposals to make, you know, Typhoon Landing adults only, you know. Get the kids out of there. They stop clogging up the lines,
Animal, it's ridiculous.
No, there's a petition, Tara.
Yeah, it's your petition.
Yeah, and then there have been over 40 signatures from concerned
guys, Tara, Animal, come on. Okay, we know this is a bit of a hot-button issue for Animal.
Listen, kids account for 35% of the injuries and nearly 85% of the diarrhea that could shut down a slide for hours at a time. That's just science.
Yeah, and that's all true, but in all fairness to Tara, it does seem that water parks are mostly designed for children.
Bingo.
And
I think
they can have Monsoon Marina split the park.
That's where the lame rides are. That's...
Yeah, they're only lame because you're an adult, Tara. You're literally making my
point
for
right,
me.
All right, gosh. Well, we've dedicated, two previous shows
to this? Yeah, and the whole weekend in Toledo.
And so let's just table it for now. After all, Newsman Bruce Davis is here, and I'm in the middle of an amazing prank story
I really should get to the business. Hey,
absolutely. And in a second, you will. So Bruce comes on to do his usual business news update, but this time we bring little Adam, cherubic little Adam, on the air with us, and we tell him we have a little bit of a surprise.
Oh, this was legendary.
It really was. It was like, it was just so funny.
And with the help of our friends, this is the kicker down at DNA.
Those guys are the best.
Yeah, which is, of course, a new chain of fast casual genealogy centers. We were actually able to track down Adam's biological parents, and we were able to introduce them to him right there, live on the air, in front of an unsuspecting Bruce.
Gotcha, Bruce, man, you should have seen the look on your face. It was crazy classic.
And it turns out his birth parents, we didn't know, they're huge fans of the show, was just a bonus.
Yeah. No, the mom I used to see when she waitressed down at Tainted Angels.
Oh, yeah.
She was really nice.
She was. And the dad, he worked security out at Genuine Auto Parts Speedway.
Yeah, big guy.
Oh, yeah, it was huge.
The Fu Manchu mustache. Uh-huh. Kind of an imposing
I mean, the amount of ink it must have taken to make that guy's tats were crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing.
You certainly did surprise me with that one, yes. It was a tough ride home from the park that day.
Well, why wouldn't it be? You know, Adam had a lot to say. That's a lot to digest.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, literally, you know, he'd crushed like 3 of those Beachcomber funnel cakes.
I meant more processing.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, but I guess you have a kid who knows he's adopted. I mean, what's left to process?
Actually, Donnie, Adam at that time did not know that he was adopted.
Oh my God!
Whoa, Bruce!
For a second, I was thinking, what did we do?
Bruce, that was like,
you
oh my
turned
gosh.
It around. I didn't think you had it. In
I hope you got a defibrillator in your pocket, Bruce.
We're learning a new side of. He's got a little bit of fight in him,
wow.
This Bruce.
That's wow.
funny, Bruce.
Burn.
Turns on the reverse burners.
Oh, what if? Can you imagine?
I truly wish that I were joking, but unfortunately, no. That actually was the case. That was the day that Adam found out he was adopted.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, so you had told him by that point at all?
No, we decided we were going to wait until he was older.
Yeah, well, I think that was a smart move.
Yeah, that's a good call.
I probably wouldn't want to know.
No, I would,
Bruce,
I would never want to know.
Some solid parenting.
I feel like either
Bruce,
you do it when they're an infant or you do it when they're around 18, but not in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. You never want to tell them that. Yeah, I think that, you know, yeah.
I wouldn't want to know at that age. And I certainly wouldn't want to know, you know, by...
That's smart, Bruce. That's really smart.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be pulled up on a stage in front of at a water park in your swim trunks.
In front of a bunch of my...
And told
peers.
These aren't your parents.
Yeah, a couple strangers.
And I mean, my dad is a gigantic bouncer from a race track.
Yeah, and my mom is like
kind of
really speaks to why Adam was so frightened that day.
Yeah, but I think communication lines are open.
Yeah, how's little Adam doing now?
Yeah, you got it all on the table now, so there's got to be like, there's no secrets.
I mean, I'm sure this opened up lines, everything.
How's he doing? How's the little guy doing?
Well, Donnie, you know, it's not generally in my nature to discuss my private matters on the air, but the truth is Adam is no longer speaking to his mother and I, and he sued us for emancipation and hopes to move in with his biological mother.
Well, Bruce, I tell you what.
Wow.
You raised one smart cookie of a son, because I didn't know what emancipation was when I was a kid. So,
well, sure that's it's a silver lining. Yeah, I mean,
good on you. Very, you know, you got to be proud of yourself.
I suppose.
Yeah, very.
Well, Bruce,
a go-getter.
I mean, look at this. You're doing something right here, man. This kid is smart.
Yeah, and who could blame him? I mean, put yourself in a preteen shoes. I mean, living with a tainted angel.
Yeah, if I could be 11 and live with a tainted angel, my God.
That's
funny. I mean, I don't want to, you know.
Leftovers alone.
Absolutely. He's bringing home cold wings every night, early morning.
You got to be proud. I mean, he's
meet lots of cool guys.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, truthfully, I mean, the kid's 11 years old.
Daddy, it speaks to the nature versus nurture argument, because I got to know his biological parents. And I can tell you, they were not readers.
Oh, yeah.
Neither one of them. I don't even know if the mom could read.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I doubt that this case is going to go anywhere. I mean, obviously, they don't have the money.
He'll be home.
This is more just a cry for attention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, kids do this. You know, when he's at that age, you know, there's
running away. You're suing your parents.
Bruce, I really think that him suing you for emancipation is a phase.
I agree. I think that this is probably not going to go anywhere.
Next, it'll be girls.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
No, actually, Donnie, Adam has retained the services of attorney James R. Klein. So.
Well, that's
Jimmy.
Jimmy. He's a close friend of ours.
Friend of the show.
Yeah,
he spends a lot of money here.
Yeah, he's a hell of a guy.
Yeah.
A real pit bull. I mean,
he's good. He's good. But you know, Daddy, it's probably as good a time as anyone to go ahead and remind our listeners that if you do want a free DUI or mesothelioma consultation with attorney James R. Klein, go ahead and use the promo code 979DonnieD. Do not let a DUI or mesothelioma stop you from being your best self. Contact attorney James R. Klein today.
Hey, you could give him the promo code.
I was thinking that would be a nice, you know,
For Adam,
help him save a couple bucks. If he's going to use the lawyer, then use that promo code.
Take the high road here, Bruce. Give him the promo code.
Yeah, a little bit of an olive wreath, you know, just reach out and say, hey, or is it an olive branch? I'm not exactly sure, but hand it to
I think it's a branch, but I am unfortunately legally prohibited from contacting Adam at this time.
Oh,
gotcha. Well, maybe just, you know, we could text him the code.
Yeah, you know.
Something.
You know what, Bruce? Actually, I just thought of something that's kind of great for Adam. And now that he has two homes, he gets two Christmases.
Oh, that's Terrace.
And that's
Tara. What 11-year-old doesn't want that?
No.
So it might be a hard time, but
beautiful, Tara.
That is a great point. Two Christmases.
That's exciting. Yeah, I'd want that.
Silver lining. Yeah. Silver bells, silver linings.
Yep. That's right.
Nice.
Well, actually, Tara, you may recall my wife and I are actually Jewish.
Oh. Well, so now he gets a Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
That's
look at that.
Great.
Okay.
Tara, swish, two for two on this.
Yeah, look at that.
Lining.
Shalom, Santa. Adam gets a Christmas now.
That's great.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. That's going to be nice.
It's been a big year, but what a good way to end it for Adam with his first Christmas.
I suppose it's a good way to look at it, really. Focus on the positive.
Well, that's what you have to do as a parent.
You can do.
I think you have to.
Well, on Wall Street today,
but
folks.
It's a real bummer, Bruce. I hate to cut this short, but we are up against the clock on this one. You know, and I apologize. We really wanted to get to this, but it's been so fun reminiscing.
Memory lane is. I mean, you got to admit that there's some fun memories with us, Bruce, right?
We have got to do this more often.
And yeah, we do. And remind you that it's not always pretty. There are some potholes on memory lane, aren't there? But it's always it's always paved with memories. And
that's life. That's life, Daddy.
Yeah,
that's life.
I want to thank our sponsors. Of course, thanks our friends over down at Monsoon Marina at Typhoon Landing. Those are the
best water park in the metro area. Shout out, Randy.
And of course, our friend, attorney James R. Klein, our sponsors. And
Jimmy Klein, he never loses. Bam.
and thank you, Bruce. Thank you for who you are, and thank you for being here. And we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And please give our best to your wife and your wife, and we're going to close it out now with a little Gloria Estefan. This is Turn the Beat Around.